Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, nah, I'm talking about this your boy Ben Soda Pegs. I got my boy Ed Cruz on the track. Nah, I'm talking about, yeah, let's get it. Yeah. First thing I wanna say, I love pussy. Niggas get money, ain't nothing like pussy. If it's sitting up, looking real fat, getting super wet, love to eat it like that. Beat it from the back, gripping on your damn hips. I take it out that pussy, beat it on your damn lips. Flip her on the side, tell her hold her legs up. He's gushing, wetter and wetter. Throw that pussy from the back, beat it from the back. Home pills on, yeah, eat it from the back. Let her ride my face, juice dripping on my chest. I'm a beast during sex, relieve a lot of stress. Whole lot of bread, that's a whole lot of head. Ready to fuck, time to go to bed. Eat a lot of pussy, home lick around the head. And I fuck a lot of hoes, cause I love to take care. What's up?
Jaw like she got caught. Put her head on the wall like the rock side. I try to show me you walk like she's that top model with the coke bottle body. You, I really wanna. Seen all this before, yeah, it's impressive. But what I'm wondering more leads to my obsession. Got down to the core, have I met you before? Gotta be, I'm sure.
Girl, you remind me of money, some love. Last June, last June. The closer I'm getting.
Thank you.
her in disguise. The reason my mistake, I can't deny what I'm feeling. It's off the fake weight, but I want you, baby, driving me crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Money, your money, some love. Last June, last June. The closer I'm getting, my senses become
Okay, it's Miss Tasha again, and we have Smelly on the phone. He finally decided to join us. Hello, Smelly.
Babe, I'm sorry.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, how's your show?
My show was really good. You missed it. You're just going to have to go listen to the archives now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm
not bad. How you doing, baby?
Just waking up, figuring out that my damn fucking cell phone was off and shit, so I figured you would have called me. But my damn phone was...
So good. I tried. I tried to call. I tried to text, but it's all good.
I've seen the message. I just opened my eyes and I was like, the fuck time is it? I'm like, oh shit. So then I seen my damn cell phone was cut off. I'm like, what the fuck? It was going dead last night before I put it on the charger. And I thought I put it on the charger, that was it. Shit. Yeah, let's take your top off too of it. So I'm laying in the bed. Half naked anyway, so I'm fitting the theme.
Wow.
I'm fitting the theme of the day. Oh, I guess that, you guys didn't want to know that, but ladies, yeah, baby, yeah, take your top off. And thank you to the number one, to the number one sexy. Erotic Miss Natasha Triple X.
So you're fired, by the way. Just to let you know that. Yeah, I'll let everybody know that you're fired, you know, because I've got my co-host that forgot to call because he's too busy sleeping. And then I've got my co-host, you know, Sadie J, saying, oh, I'm going to wake up at 10 o'clock. Don't worry. It's 9 o'clock for him. Mind you, he's still chatting away to me at like 6 o'clock. I was like, you ain't going to make it. He's like, oh, no, I will. Mm-hmm. He's fired too. Goofy Bone, I might let him slide a little because I don't think he was actually aware that I had a show. But
Now, see, for girls, it's 3 hours difference.
Yeah, I know. See, exactly. I was going to say, but again, it is 3 hours difference for him.
Yeah. It's called Natty Nat. No, Natty Nat.
What?
I said you should have called Natty Nat and had her co-host.
Well, actually, you missed it because my friend Lena from Australia, she actually co-hosted with me. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She was lovely enough to take a couple hours out of her evening for me. And, yeah.
That's how it be.
Shit,
people step for you.
Yeah. And I had a few callers. I had Ivy Wise come through. Oh, my God. What a voice. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I think you got every woman, because we had all women up in the chat. And I think we had every single woman just dripping in that chat room, man. It was crazy.
Mm.
Oh, anyway, and, you know, just last night, Mo Blue, they're in the chat room at the moment. Thanks for coming through again. Yeah, they came through, and Mo Blue gave us a call, and she's talking with us, and she's so sweet. She's beautiful.
Yeah, I got to walk downstairs, and this party started.
Yes, how about we do?
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, shit, what time did I go to sleep last night? I don't even fucking know, man. Oh, shit.
It was after 4.
Yeah, damn sure was, because that last show was. Oh, wow. Put it on me. Man.
Oh, and... Nettie Ned's mad. Oh, sorry. I told...
What?
Oh, Net called through. No, Nettie Net called through as well. I'm sorry, I didn't mention you. I'm so sorry. You know,
yeah.
Abby kind of got me.
Damn, yeah, no.
Nettie Net called through, man. Mm-hmm, you missed that too. Yeah.
Every blue moon to the show when we finally piss her off, and then she'll call up and won't cuss us out, but she'll call up and, I'm in. I'm calling in. So much love to Miss Natty Nat Mo Blue just last night. I can't sing that shit. You know what I'm saying, girl. Everybody trying to sing my name and shit. I ain't no motherfucking Jaheim, Rome, Ricky Martin. I tired of Patty J. That motherfucking goofy bone. So Sadie J ain't never come through?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
No,
well, yeah.
He didn't.
But man, shit. Shout out to the Trilateral Commission for playing hooky.
Yeah, exactly. For playing hooky, that's the word. I was trying to tell my friend before. I'm like, I was talking about wagging and stuff, and I'm like, they say something. I can't remember the word, but it's hooky. Hooky, hooky. Okay, cool. I got that. Yeah. Thanks for playing hooky, guys.
Oh,
appreciate
man.
It.
Fucking wagging. That's too funny, man. If we had a foreign exchange program right the fuck now and we went to each other's countries, man. No, oh, man, that would be some funny shit. That would be some I'm talking about Macedonia. I ain't talking about Australia because they speaking fucking English. I mean, to the motherland.
Macedonia with me. Yeah, man, you need to come there with me. I'll take you there.
I go over there with my and with my little translating program. hold on. Let me type this in. Oh, okay, there we go. Dobro utro to you. Yeah, I be fucked up. Replying and shit. I'm like, damn, I can't type shit in, so you got to just talk English.
Man.
That's a donut. I can't understand what the hell you're saying, but hey, I'm trying, damn it. I'm trying.
No, you know what? And you're doing so well. I'm so proud of you. You are doing really, really well. Man, for you to even memorize half the stuff that you've memorized is just crazy. It's amazing. But I'll teach you the day of the week today. It is now Tuesday, and we say Stornik.
Oh, damn, I was going to say that.
Stornik.
Stornik.
Correct.
Fuck, y'all just can't say Tuesday, fuck. God damn, y'all saying Thursday and shit. That's Thursday, goddammit. Stornik.
Stornik. No, that's Tuesday. Stornik, you mean, you want to know what Thursday is?
I'm saying, why y'all just don't say Thursday? That sound like Thursday.
Stornik. Thursday is actually Chetvertok.
Oh, yeah, that's the old fucked up one, yeah. Chetvertok.
Chetvertok.
And Peacock.
Chetvertok, that's right.
It's Friday.
Peacock, exactly. Good boy, I'm so proud of you. See? Yeah. That's so cute.
Show me my doggy treat, please. I mean, the hell you call some good boy. What kind of shit is that?
Oh, see, you're wagging your tail for me. Doggy
can hump,
treat.
Fuck it, hump your leg now and shit. Fuck it. I'm humping your leg.
You're crazy.
Hello,
hey, Miss Lena G's in the house. Hey, Miss Lena. Finally made it. Can you hear us?
Miss who?
Yes, if you can. My friend, the one that co-hosted the show with me.
Oh, well, shit. What time is it? Dobro Vecher. Yeah, Dobro Vecher, Lena.
I don't know if she can hear or not, because she's not typing. Can you hear us, Lena?
She better hear. If she in the chat room, she can hear.
Yeah, but I think she messaged me on MSN. She's like, why can't I hear you? Why can't I hear you? Oh, yeah, she's in the house. Can you hear us? Hold on. Let me ask her.
Oh, so she's pulling a blog talk. I was so fucked up yesterday, man. Fucked up for like 20 minutes. I mean, everybody's show was cut the fuck off. Everybody's show. I went into Pizza's place. I went into like a couple of different shows. And nobody had no audio. You know what I'm saying? It kept playing like the show was over. Like, everybody had, like, 4 to 6 minutes and all that kind of shit, and it would be playing, like, the blog talk music when your show was over. And I was like, what the f***? And it took, like, 5 minutes to get into the room, into the chat room for it to load. I was like, damn, what the hell going on?
Okay, Hey, you need to say it again. You need to say your little message to Lena, to my friend. Tell her what you said before. She can hear
Luna.
You.
To Luna.
Lena.
Uh-huh. Well, dobro večer, gospoja Lena. Yeah, I take it to the next level. You fucking right. I take it to the next level. Yeah. Fucking right.
Wow. Oh, my God. You got that right. You got the whole... Right, that's so cute. Oh, man.
Oh, Maskadonsky, goddammit.
Maskadonsky.
One of them, a Maskadonsky or something like that. I'm one of them things. I'm something around them. Words. M words. Machiavelli.
So cute, man.
What is it, Machiavelli or something like that? I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
Macedonia.
Yeah, what you just said.
Do you remember the day of the week? Do you remember the day of the week?
Oh, man, just P-Talk, goddammit. That's my motherfucking party.
No, not P-Talk. It's not Friday.
Oh, you're talking about
today? Today.
Shit, where my computer at? Motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, get your computer out and tell us what day it is.
Oh, shit, man. I gotta walk downstairs. I'm butt naked and show my public health. Y'all got to give me.
Goodness.
Give me a minute. Oh, I'm sorry.
Give me a minute.
Hey, if you, did you pull up your Skype and look at my picture? Click on me on Skype.
Is that? I seen it earlier. Did you actually change it since like 4 o'clock this morning, or is it
yeah.
the same one? Is it the one that you blessed me with last week? I love that photo, man.
Body, goddamn. My Bowflex model.
Oh, man, my computer's tripping. Huh?
I'm a Bowflex model, you already know.
Yeah, your legs, oh my God, you got some really nice legs. Nice, muscly legs.
Yeah.
Man.
Seriously. Got
you
do. 12 working, you know what I'm saying? Try to go across. I done moved to a new area and shit, right? Across the street is a fucking gym. It's the Shapes Total Body Gym and shit. They had this place I just moved from. They had a gym across the street. They was charging like $50 a month. So I'm like, fuck, I'm from $50 a month. Man, shit, me. So they I see the MD sign, Thompson, $25, right? The Shape's talking about $25 a month. With the big-ass fine print, the asterisk and shit. You know what I'm saying? They always tell you, you know, read fine print. I look at this shit. It's so bullshit, Thompson, women's only. It's a women's only gym. What kind of gay shit is that? Oh, man. Fuck Shape's. Fuck you, Shapes. Shape these. That's my
oh,
fuck.
Wow. You are too cute, man. You're so cute.
Yeah, workout, Matt, and I'm going to work out right in front of the goddamn facility. Fucking right. Give me some dumbbells and shit and just get my squats and my get my workout on. You know what I'm saying? Right there in front of the door. I ain't paying shit. Damn it. Watch me. Right. Watch me. Shit. While I'm standing in the window at all.
Oh, my goodness. You're too cute.
All right.
Oh, I missed you. I missed you.
All right. I'm up, guys. I'm up. Shit. All right. Oh, shit. I can't sit out.
I'm going to go to a sponsor, I think. Can I go to a sponsor?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go to a sponsor.
Look. I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar, get the fever. It's the candy bar that's fun to try. It's half smooth white milk chocolate, and the other half is deep dark chocolate.
Wow, it's enormous.
How about cream filling?
That too. Put it in your mouth.
Yes.
Whichever side you crave, pick up a Zebra Bar and let the chocolate melt in your mouth.
All righty then. Oh, man.
What are you doing?
In the what do y'all call a bathroom?
A bathroom.
Oh.
Oh. We call it a bathroom. Oh, you mean like a toilet?
Dude, I'm in the motherfucking loo. I learned some shit off of goddamn Crocodile Dundee. I got to go to the loo. Okay, right.
Hey, man, you know what? You what?
Washing my face.
Okay, well, while you're washing your face, I'm gonna play a song by Mo Blue. Lena, this is Mo Blue. Okay, I hope you like this song. I'm sure you will, cause she's hot, hot, hot. All right, enjoy.
You still in the chat room?
Yes.
Mo, you need to send another fucking track, girl. Time to get this thing crack-a-lackin' and pop. Oh my goodness, switchboard's playing up. You need to get on your computer, Smelly. Hold on, I'm bringing you back right now. Talk, maybe not. Okay, you're unmuted, thank God. Oh my goodness, seriously. Yeah, that's switch, man, that'd be fucked up. See, that's the only thing too, man, I ain't trying to go motherfucking premium and with fucking switch keep tripping and all that dumb shit, man. I ain't even with that shit.
Yeah, man. Don't pay for it if it's going to be acting like this. I wouldn't.
$40? Shit. That's a and a half ounce away a month. Shit. I can't be giving up my motherfucking smoke. Yeah, no. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, man. So we've got a caller in the 208. Now, you haven't put your hand up.
Oh, I know who that is. That's... Wait, Put your hand up. Put your hand up. I want to talk to you. Otherwise, I'm going to answer anyway.
That means that you're just listening. So, you know, if y'all to the show, man, y'all need to press 1 if you want to talk. You know what I'm saying? And if not, you just going to be sitting there listening, and we ain't going to pick you up. So, area code 2, man, fuck it. Pick your ass up. Yeah, don't call into my show if you don't want to talk. Fuck that. 208, you on the motherfucking Regular Game radio show hosted by Miss Tasha, goddammit, and co-hosted by DJ Smell So Good.
Yeah.
What happened now?
What's up, 208?
Did you just say something?
What happened now?
Oh, there you go. What happened, 208?
Oh.
What happened?
Ain't nothing here. What's up?
Who that you know?
What's up,
208?
Who's who?
Who me I talk to now?
You talking to DJ Smell So Good, Tyson Triple X from Australia.
But me not want to talk to you, man.
Well, then, I'm finna put your ass back on mute.
Nah, don't do that. Don't you do that now. Me want to talk to Tasha, you know.
Well, this is
you want to talk to me?
Everybody around here, this ain't no one-way conversation. And we're going to do the love
today. Hey, check this out. It is today.
It is today.
It is today.
Okay. What, you married?
Come on, Smelly. What's going on?
Oh. I still don't know what the fuck this is.
Tasha knows who it is.
Oh. Well, who the fuck is this, Tasha?
I think it's that beautiful, beautiful man that blessed me with a call earlier. Is that right?
I
don't
know.
Should we keep him guessing?
Oh. I don't give a fuck.
All he got to do is look in the chat room. Then he knows.
Call into the wrong show.
Okay, someone's got their speaker on. They need to turn their speaker down because it's echoing.
That's 618. 618, you in the building. What's up?
Yeah, Lena, you're in the building. Hi, Len. Hey,
oh,
what's up?
Goes by Lena.
Hello, Smelly. How are you?
Zdravo.
Zdravo, kako si, dobro? Are you awake yet?
Yeah,
oh, my God. Can I hear IB there in the background?
Yes, you do.
Oh, hello.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Let me get my sexy voice on and shit, since y'all want to step up with all this sexy shit. Let me go ahead and step into my sexy
voice. Yeah, go get your sexy voice. Bring it on.
You know. So, IB, what's happening, my brother? How you doing?
I'm just chilling out, man.
Oh, okay, that's what time it is. You know, this is the deep voice show. We're going to go ahead and falsetto. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get falsetto up in here. And today's show.
I'm just trying to hold it down out here. I'm using
my That's my morning voice. When I wake up, if this wake me up like the crack of break, I be sounding like you. It's like, damn, nigga, get your head out the toilet. What the fuck happened?
IB.
Yes, dear.
IB, if you didn't have a wife, I would call you every morning and wake you up.
And God. I'd call you every night to put you to sleep.
I missed one show and all this shit.
I'm not supposed to blush, but I'm blushing.
Damn, you know, I'm just playing. Damn, that shit.
Nigga, where your
wife at? Get on the phone, goddammit, shit. Damn, that where on? Oh, that's why you here. Creeping on me. Creeping
around BTR. You creeping around. That's all it is. Don't you say that. What if she hears this show? So much she thinks it's true. Oh, damn. Nah, it ain't nothing like that. What? Shit, you online. I mean, hell, at least he ain't walking around the neighborhood looking for poop.
I'm telling you, this multitasking thing, it just don't work, man. I cannot handle this.
Multitasking like what?
Huh?
Multitasking like what?
I'm trying to record my nephew's graduation. I'm trying to talk to you and Tasha. I'm trying to talk to Just in the chat room.
Yeah, I see. I see. It's like four hands and only two of them working and shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but it's all good.
Aww. Women, I don't know. I do
yes.
have to give props to women.
I'm feeling very rejected over here in Australia.
Why is that?
You're not wanting to talk to me either, and I called into the show.
Right,
is Smelly up yet? Is Smelly feeling good? Is he awake now?
Let's turn this all around. All right. All attention is on Miss Lena G. Miss Lena G. That's what I'm talking about.
No. I don't want all the attention.
All attention. Fuck that. Da, 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 da. All attention is now on you. How are you today?
Wow.
Is Smelly up? Is he awake?
I don't know if that was the a cat just ran into the room or somebody's pussy was purring. And I'm talking about the cat. I'm talking about the cat.
Pussy cat.
For real.
So Miss Lena, where you stay at in comparison to Natasha?
I'm about 15 minutes away from her. About 10, 15
oh,
minutes.
She told me you drink Foster's.
No, I don't. I don't like Foster's. It's not a very
I don't
nice
think
beer.
You'll ever get an Australian that drinks Foster's, man. How many times I got to tell you?
Oh,
it don't
man.
Happen out here.
Foster's
yeah,
has become
man,
an American beer.
That shit ain't no American beer.
It's become
shit.
One.
Man, drink natural ice. Natty ice. Natural ice.
I don't know why
y'all
drink
beer.
That shit anyway.
Tastes way the fuck better than that. That's false, man. That's a real white dude gave me that shit on New Year's Eve. You know, white folks, they drink any fucking thing. I don't mean anything. That shit say beer on it, they gonna drink it. Down here. Let me stereotype it down here in Florida. Okay. So on New Year's Eve we got a city, you know what I'm saying? We got a little part of town, it's called Ybor City. It's like five or six blocks long and nothing but clubs, you know what I'm saying? Something like when you go to New Orleans and they French quarters, you know what I'm saying? So when you go in there, it ain't nothing but the party area. So they blocked the streets off for New Year's. Man, I don't know if the fucking Foster semi truck broke down right there by the goddamn road or whatever, but everybody and their fucking mama was walking around with these big ass, like 24 ounce cans of Foster's. Bitch handed me one, and this is before I even knew about this shit. A bitch handed me one, I see this big ass fucking can. I'm like, goddamn, this mini keg. Man, I cracked that shit open. I took one taste. I don't even think I swallowed it and threw that goddamn can on the ground. The fuck is this? I mean, they taking it to the head like it's the next best Heineken and shit.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, man, please. Listen, y'all, all my listeners out there, Foster's is not for beer. Foster's means piss in some language. So, y'all is drinking some camel piss from some country?
Morch. It's morch.
Morch.
Yeah, in our language, it's called morch.
Morch.
Yeah.
What?
You've been drinking morch.
You've been drinking morch. Morch is piss.
Yeah.
I'm getting
when you...
Don't morch me out.
Yeah, something like that.
Stop morching me out. You know, Tasha been trying to, hit me up with the lingo, you know what I'm saying?
You're doing really well.
I pissed her out. I think I pissed her out the other day.
You morched her out?
No, you took the piss.
I took the piss out of her and left her fuck for work.
Oh, hey.
And you left
somebody
got
to explain this morch to me.
Bruh, you see the kind of fucking learning curve I'm on, goddammit. Hey, this is coming to me day by day, so, bruh, you just ain't finna learn this in a couple hours. This shit done took me Natasha, how long we not known each other now? At least, shit, a month and a half now?
Yeah,
about almost 2 months. So I've been taking Macedonian in Australia for 2 months. So, and the Macedonian is the easy part. That's the fucked up because Australians they say some crazy shit. We say okay, IB, when you don't want to go to work, you know what I'm saying, for the day, what you call it when you stay at home?
What do I call it when I stay at home?
Yeah, what you doing?
Fucking off.
Okay, well, yeah, fucking off. Yeah, that's another one. We got a couple of terms for that. What's the universal term that you used to use in school? What you used to call it when you skip school?
Cutting.
Well, that means fucking too. So that
no,
that
I just
hook it, goddamn it. Let me just
you're talking
put it
about,
in there. Hook it.
You're talking about inner city ghetto schools.
Yeah. You say playing hooky. We say playing hooky.
Playing
hooky. Never, yeah.
Now, if you're talking about suburban schools, it's cutting class.
It's cutting class, yeah. Yes, we're cutting class today. We're going to skip class.
Or what the so-called blue-eyed devils call blowing it off.
Blowing it off.
I'm
blowing school off today. Yeah.
But where I come from in New York, fuck it, we just didn't go.
Basically. That ain't no name for it.
That's it.
Bitch, I ain't going. If somebody asks, bitch, I ain't going.
I ain't going, period.
There you go.
And so what do we call it, Smelly?
Mosh, no. Wagon.
No.
Y'all call it wagon. Yeah,
wagon.
We're going to be wagging today. The hell is a wag? What the fuck is a wag? I'm wagging today. Yeah, I remember this shit. I smoke a lot of weed, but, you know, hell, you remember what you want to remember. You know what I'm saying? So don't ever let a pothead tell you he can't remember shit. You just got selective memory, you know. So I'm selecting to remember your phrases and shit, you know. When I come up there looking for Crocodile Dundee, you know what I'm saying? Get my boomerang and my rope, stand on top of that cliff and wong, 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 wong. Make me a couple of phone calls to the Aborigines so I can get that old backyard booking. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I got to make a call real quick. Let me, wong, 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 wong. Anybody got weed? Anybody got weed?
Oh, my God. You killed me, man. I love it when you make a phone call.
Wow, wow. I love it. Fucking, Michael Knight and shit, sitting in the Knight Rider and shit. Wow, 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 wow. Oh, I thought you was making a call. Nigga, that's my car, motherfucker. That's my car, shit. I don't know. He might have been talking to y'all. Let me give a quick shout out, man. All the people's up in here. First, big thank you to my motherfucking host with the mouse. International appeal, goddamn it. You already know it's Miss Tasha Triple X off in her. Starting at the top, you know what I'm saying? Miss Lena G. Whoever the fuck just left the room, shouts out to you, but I ain't get a chance to say your punk ass name, but fuck it. I be the wise one, you know what I'm saying? You already know in the building. Jess, I ain't going to sing it, last night, you know what I'm saying, in the building. Mo Blue, you know, I beat y'all. This is our BTR celebrity, y'all. So y'all make sure when she blow, y'all get y'all $10, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, that's how family do. Girl, you know you got money. Let me borrow a couple of dollars. Let me borrow $10. I'm talking about shout out to her. Definitely Nettie Net, you know what I'm saying? Nettie Net is in the mother building. And then we got the black cat down at the bottom, girl. I see that pussy, huh? Miss Michael. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Miss Lena. This is an uncut and uncensored adults-only show. So some of the words you may hear may be a little sensitive to your ear.
Well, when the censorship going to come in? When the sensitive shit going to start?
Oh, well, I just, you know. Y'all got to run the archives back if y'all want to hear that. Y'all want to hear some real. You know, we kicked them a couple of days ago, about 4 days in a row. We had a We had a what would you do marathon. What can you take marathon, or what do you like to do marathon? About 4 days, we had nothing but sex. I mean, explicit, straight 900 number sex talk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it was late. Oh, yeah. It was 4 in the morning type sex talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you talking to your girl at the job and shit, and she just, you know what I mean? Kicking them sweet nothings in your ear and all that. That's what was popping off. That was popping. Oh.
It's kind of early for that shit, though, but you know what? Hey, there's no better time like now.
Oh, what shit? So, let's pop
I mean,
this out. Check this out. Check this out, Miss Lena. Let me ask you a question then, Miss Lena G. First of all, is the G stand for gangster or girly?
Okay, she's not on the phone. It's
delayed. What is that? Oh, it is late. Yeah,
it's
I forgot.
Delayed.
Y'all
so, yeah, it is delayed.
Shit.
So we will get an answer any minute now. Yes?
Oh, there she
yeah.
goes. She's in the chat room. She said, the way I was
yeah,
asking
go ahead.
You,
okay, so right about now we're asking the question.
Does it mean
G-spot, she reckons?
Or... Oh, G-spot. All right, that'll work. Fuck it. I'll keep it like that. And on that note, shit, you fell right into my question. So what we be asking here, you know what I'm saying, first of all, do you suck and swallow?
Oh, my God.
That's the first. If you don't even answer that question right, I ain't finna ask you shit else. I mean, that's like a trick question. You have to answer that bitch right, because if you don't, the ass don't get asked no more questions.
Well, it's according to who you want the answer,
you know,
the man or the woman.
Not you, nigga.
Oh.
You
I'm
know,
talking to the women,
you know,
nigga.
Not
talking to the women.
Knows.
I have Natasha ask you some questions. You know, she can ask you some questions. I'm talking to the ladies.
Oh, why not?
Matter of fact, that applies to every lady in the room. Most of y'all already know your answer. I know Nanette, she don't swallow. I don't fuck around with you. But anyway, sucking and swallowing, what the fuck I want to know. Ladies, do you suck and swallow? There ain't no two-way street.
Let us be said, I would fall into anything you want.
Let's see who we got. We got a all hell no. That ain't an answer, goddammit. What the hell is that?
Just last night.
Oh, shit. You one of them old scaredy cats. Whatever. Where he at, man? Where he at? Get that nigga out the closet, man. Get the nigga out the closet. Tell him to get out the cold bathtub and shit on lockdown.
Hey, come on, Smelly, now. You got to give her the benefits of doubt. If that's something she don't do, that's something she don't do. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this, honey, from my point of view, you don't know what you're missing.
Man.
You don't know what you're missing, because this shit we pumping got vitamins.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's okay. It's all right. No, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Man.
I was
going to
say, that was my protein shot every morning.
There you go.
See? Real woman right here. Real
hey,
woman.
That's why that picture looks so damn good. Skin so clear.
I'm sorry?
I said, that's why your picture looks so good. Skin so clear. Hair is shiny black.
Hey.
Skin as smooth as a baby's ass.
And she wondering why. She wondering why. It's bad enough, you know what I'm saying, that the kids ain't getting taken care of already. Going to HRS and all that. So y'all just need to take care of the problem before it even happens. Suck them kids up. Don't let them be homeless on the bed and shit. You know what I'm saying? Running around all on your pillow or on your back or in your hair or wherever you might like it. You know, I'm an everywhere man. I'm a Superman all on your neck and shit. Like, whoa, ooh.
Wow.
File behind your ear and shit. Look like something like Mary. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, it's smooth.
What the fuck? Behind the ear? Are you kidding me? Why? Why would you do that? Oh, my God.
I think that's because Smelly can't aim.
Damn,
you can't aim straight.
Hey, I don't need to
aim
straight.
Hey, but now, but I got a question for you, Smelly.
I jumped up out the cock and just let it loose. Just, go ahead.
I got a serious question for you, Smelly.
I don't know, because I ain't a serious person, but go ahead.
When you down there, you know what I'm saying, and you bury your head between her legs.
I see, now that's what I'm talking about. Carry on.
Are you rough with your tongue, or are you easy with your tongue?
It depends on the female. I mean, normally when I take them two fingers and I open up that motherfucking magic door, you know what I'm saying, and I slide it from the bottom to the motherfucking top, and I hit that little man in the boat, and that bitch started rocking and shit. You know, hey, it's all in the response of the woman. If she, you know what I'm saying, she like it. So I got a big tongue. I got a, like a dog, just dog tongue. You know what I'm saying? That bitch like 4-5 inches long and shit. So what I do is I cover the whole pussy. I don't cover just like, you know what I'm saying? I done seen pornos and shit where bitches be getting in there and be like they scared to lick the pussy and shit. No. You have to take your whole tongue. Start from the bottom. Don't lick no ass crack. Don't be licking no ass crack. You start almost from the bottom where the ass crack is about to be at, and then you lick all the way back up. And you have to make sure the lips are open. So that means you take your two thumbs and you open the pussy, people. You just don't start licking on the outside of the lips and shit. That, you know, females ain't feeling that. You have to go inside the house to know what the fuck is in there. So,
wow.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah, man, it depends on the female, you know what I'm saying? She like it rough, yeah, she gets a motherfucking tongue beat.
Yeah, but from
she
your
like
experience.
It all soft and sensitive. But, it's, you know, they just like they pussy ate.
From your experience,
if you're doing it right, as long as you ain't biting on the fucking damn pussy and shit, like niggas be having jagged edge mouth and shit, you know what I'm saying? And going in there like, it's not a meal. The pussy is not a meal. You
it
do
can
not
be a
eat
meal.
Pussy literally, though. You don't bite on the pussy. You won't want her biting on your dick. So don't bite on the pussy. I mean, I will grab the clit with my teeth. You feel me? And then, you know, work it with my tongue. That's how you do it, but you do not bite the goddamn click like you finna chew the motherfucker off and shit.
Wow.
But, ladies, how long do you want a man's head buried between your legs?
You be doing a good job, hell, handing your business. It don't take all night, though. It don't take all night.
Nah, but some women,
Who the fuck is that?
That's just last night.
Just.
Yeah. You kept on saying here, shit. What the hell? Look at this.
Some
let
women
to the black though. Let me get on this switch. What the hell going on?
Lena said all day.
All day. Absolutely. That's what I was talking about. All day, every day, man. Never get enough. As long as he's doing it right, that's the main thing.
Let me
if he ain't, it's all good. We can teach him.
You sound like you don't even let the man up your head, though.
Yeah, what's up, baby? I just sang to her one time. She think a nigga won't sing. You know, you be letting Fetty J and motherfucking Goofy Bone blow all in your head and shit. You know what I'm saying? Kick my loofah to you and shit. You know what I'm saying?
See, they sang my song because they want to.
I said a last night.
Hey, you done did the remix.
Oh, man. I had to get Luther Crock on it. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. my dog, man. Yeah, Luther Crock with that motherfucking shit.
All right. That's
bullshit. Oh, man. Okay, now back to the question.
Ladies.
Yes.
All the ladies, not just the ladies on the phone, but the ladies in the chat room also. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a man, and I'm going to be explicit, never mind all that cutting corners and trying to be nice. If you have a man right now eating your pussy, do you tell him how to do it, or do you allow him to please you the best way he knows how?
Let him do him.
You can.
If he don't know what he's doing, then yeah, you got to guide him. You got to guide him if he don't know what he's doing.
I agree. I don't think I've ever had that problem. No, you know what? I give him the chance. I give him the chance, and if he ain't doing it right, then I will tell him what to do. If he still ain't doing it right, then
he got to go
out of the fucking bedroom, and then I'm pulling out my toys, and that's all over.
See, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. See, you smacking a nigga upside the head. Motherfucker, you're not doing it.
Yeah, man.
You can come up here. But see, I'm going to tell you, honestly, I'm greedy. I'm greedy. So when I start eating pussy, I'm eating pussy for the long haul. If you can't stand at least an hour, you got problems.
Yeah, but long as it ain't, see, the problem be when you trying to just, you know, be in one fucking position. Like I tell all my motherfucking listeners, man, you have to flip that ass over, put the ass in the air, and you have to suck the pussy from the back. If you are not sucking the pussy from the back, you are only making her feel one feeling. And that's the whole key to it, man. The body is so versatile. You flip her on her side and lay on the side, you put her leg up in the air, and then you lick that pussy sideways, that's a whole nother fucking feeling for a woman. You can get deeper into the woman with your tongue, and you can stimulate her more. I'm a motherfucking pussy connoisseur. I don't know what y'all call y'allself. But
I'm sort of what you just said, a connoisseur, because I'm going to take at least an hour, and it's not just the tongue that's going to work. It's the peanut butter, it's the strawberries, it's the chocolate, it's the blueberries, bananas, cucumbers, two fingers, eight fingers. I'm going all out. By the time I finish eating that pussy, trust me, you're going to need a wheelchair or some crutches.
Fuck.
I like that. I don't just beat the pussy up till there. I got to say some juices.
Wow.
So I get to, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know what we need out here?
You know what me and Miss Lena G need out here? Men like that. Men out here are either.
You may not need an hour. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's good. That's good that you can go for the long haul. Some women can't.
It's not about needing an hour. You know what I'm saying? Because when I'm eating pussy, you see what I'm saying? My objective is to please that woman. And as long as she's coming, she ain't going to complain. So if it's an hour or 2 hours, as long as she's getting her thing off, I can't see her stopping.
Yeah, well, when you get that fucking leg lock on your ass, when you doing it right, and she locked them motherfucking legs on your goddamn head, and you feel like, oh, shit, I'm a crab in a goddamn trap. Yeah.
Lock my shit up.
That's why I say, flip that ass over. Then that's a little bit different, too. See, that's a whole nother feeling you just said. Because if she's sitting on your face, see, the pussy juice is dripping down. So therefore, you can help suck the pussy juice out. And I don't mean, you know, swallow her kids and shit, because that just ain't, you know what I'm saying, like Tasha said, that's lubrication for the pussy. You have to leave that there. Leave that juice.
Right.
The pussy is supposed to be wet. Your dick is supposed to excrete, you know what I'm saying, wetness into the pussy to keep the pussy lubricated. The pussy is a lubricated machine,
lubricated. You got to remember, man, you got some gushes now. You cannot always have a woman.
We talked about that, squirters. And I ain't never been with no squirter. You know what I'm saying? A water fountain ain't never popped about the pussy on me.
You don't know what you're missing.
I might have got a cup. You know what I'm saying? Let me taste this.
Hey, we got another caller. Can we bring another caller in?
Get on this damn switch, girl. You letting unidentified callers in? Oh, that's vice grip. You on that T-Love. Blessed love. You might be wrong. We talking about sucking and fucking right now. I don't know if you want to be here, man. But what's up, Vice?
How you doing? Right there.
Man, I'm doing, should I say, we doing these women virtually right now, huh?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we all up in it with two thumbs.
Hi, Vice.
Ah, bless you. How you doing? How is everyone doing on the show?
How are you? We're good.
I am blessed. You've talked to God for the blessing. How's the show going on? I'm just logging into the show.
Oh, shit. I'm just logging into this motherfucking shit.
I'm
on my own show. Yeah. Shouts out to motherfucking Mr. Tasha, though. You know, you're holding down, logging into the show for me. You know, get that thing up and locking.
You just set up my show?
Yeah. We rolling after this. You know what I'm saying? 2 to 4, you know what I'm saying? Y'all come hang out at the Bicycle Unity show.
Yeah, I always tell my aunt about the lady that attacked me, sent me the negative email about go back to my country. Tell my aunt about
fuck that bitch. That bitch sent me an email talking about, I don't think I need to call your show because I don't want to be ignorant. I said, thank you, bitch. And that was it. Don't call my fucking show with no goddamn. I don't play bullshit on my show. That's one thing I don't tolerate is ignorance and bullshit.
Lynn, how you doing?
Huh?
Hello? God bless you. How you doing? Hello? You did the right thing. You did the right thing. And I don't know who you is, but I like you, whoever you is. You did the right thing. That's wrong. You can't do something like that. That's wrong. She shouldn't have did that.
No. Who is you?
I'm his aunt.
You done dropped on the phone. I ain't know what happened. You sound right juicy.
No. I'm his aunt. My name's Shirley.
What the ground, Miss Shirley? How are you doing?
I'm okay, but you did the right thing. That's wrong.
Did you read that letter? You read the email?
He told me about it.
Man, I fell on one her motherfucking ass. It was only 9 Diamond Howards in the country, so it's not too hard to find your motherfucking ass. I left that shit alone, man. I left that shit alone. Vice is about peace, unity, and love. I'm about riding and rolling the fuck over somebody when you try to fuck over my family. And he's family to me, you know what I'm saying? So I don't play that shit. Hell no. Hey, thank you, Aunt Shirley. You already know what time it is, baby girl. Hey, I'll be down there pretty soon, checking y'all out too. You know, I'm right here in Tampa. I'm right here up the road.
Yeah, I was telling her about the lady. Telling me that I need to go back to my country and sing for the president over there, not fight American president.
Tasha. What ended up happening, this is Brother Vicegrip. He's the one with the song Economical Pressure. You know what I'm saying? We'll play it in a second. If you type in Obama, you know what I'm saying? Like you got keywords, you know what I'm saying? And it'll pull up a person's information. If you type in Obama, the first thing pops up is Vicegrip's name.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because he got a video for the song that he did, and it's on YouTube and a couple other websites. You know what I'm saying? So it automatically comes up. This punk bitch sent him an email, you know what I'm saying, telling him, why are you using Obama's name to sell your music in this country? You need to go back to your own country and make your music over there and let the Americans stick to making their own type of music over here.
Well, what do you call that?
Ignorance.
That's
ignorant. Out country, bumpkin ass, deep down in the motherfucking woods, ignorant. That's all
I said. I said you have to be a Bush supporter. You are a Bush supporter because you obviously did not listen to the whole fucking song. He talks about Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King, you know what I'm saying, along with Obama that's only in the motherfucking hook.
I wouldn't give a fuck if he was talking about bullshit and bubblegum. Ain't no bitch got no right telling nobody where to go. Period.
Thank you. You don't say no country bunk bullshit like that.
This is the thing. There are women, there are respectable women, and there are bitches. And that was a bitch.
Yeah, well. I haven't addressed her any other way.
It's a bitch.
Hey, you take that whole ride and shoot the dog, goddammit.
you treat him like a bitch and kick him to the curb, point blank.
Yeah, right. Yeah, see, he was like, that's he was all like invited to the show, you know what I'm saying? Damn, Sadie J was just in. Sadie, I had you on the line, nigga. All right, but, yeah, shout out Sadie J off of him. But, yeah, I mean, shit, when she sent me the and he sent me the email, I replied. She told me somewhere, why you got to talk for him? Why he can't talk for himself? I said, because you don't even know who you even fucking with. I said, this man got supporters. I said, I'm from Florida. You know what I'm saying? I don't got nothing to do with Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing to do with another country. The only thing I got to do is the lyrics in this man's song. I played this man's song off of YouTube when I first met him because that's how I felt about the song. I heard the message. I felt the message. You know what I'm saying? And since he thought about this song way before fucking Obama was even thought about running, you know what I'm saying, that inspired me to go in and help this brother get to where the fuck he needs to get.
That's good.
But that bullshit there, Miss Diamond, yes, Diamond Howard, you punk bitch, you, if I ever see you, I would do you like a German. I would spit on you. I will spit on you. Because that is disrespectful. When you disrespect my motherfucking family, man, I don't like that shit at all. You ain't any of my family members. I would do time over my motherfucking family. Not friends, over my motherfucking family. I would go to war.
Well, hey, first of all, I want to apologize.
The same thing, man.
I want to apologize for calling her a bitch because I don't even know who she is.
Man,
you know
fuck that bitch.
But I also want to, if I may, pass along a message to her. If you don't like what you hear,
don't play it.
Get to stepping.
Close your motherfucking ears.
Move
that's
the
what
fuck
I tell
on.
A bitch. Close your ears. If you don't like the fuck I'm saying, close your motherfucking ears. Take your
that's
two
all.
Hands, flip your ears forward. Therefore, you will not hear what the fuck I'm saying.
Change the fucking channel.
Close your. I hate that, though. I hate when people do that. They be like, what? I mean, out of a million fucking songs, you ain't say nothing about Lil Wayne talking about Obama, 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 Obama bullshit. You didn't talk about no fucking Will I Am when they, all these artists use Obama to make money off of them. This brother just using his name to make, you know, spread the love, spread some peace and joy. I was out there on the motherfucking streets along with him. I mean, we was in different parts of the area, but I mean, I was out there on the streets just like him campaigning, you know what I'm saying, not for the Obama campaign, not for McCain, just to get black folks in my hood signed the fuck up to vote, period. I didn't give a damn you voted for Ross Perot, goddammit. Vote.
Bicycle boys out there in the sun on the rain, man, knocking on doors and doors, man. The people are still about their rights, man. Trust me, man, I knock on doors and doors, and I campaign in the sun, I campaign in the rain for my heart, from my heart, to bring changes for each and everyone, black, white, pink, blue, straight, each and everyone. You know what I'm saying? Not only just for my rock, but to bring changes to the United States and the world. Changes that we need.
Let me ask you something. Did what she say piss you off?
What did
yeah.
Of course.
What did you say? Did it piss you off?
Of course. Yeah. Of course it did. Because, you know, I'm here to bring peace to the world, unity. I'm there to help Barack. You know what I'm saying? To get into White House, which I did. You know what I'm saying?
Zero.
So, no.
Do you believe in retaliation? Is it worth retaliating?
No. She's an internet gangster. She's doing that internet gangster shit. Because if she had enough motherfucking pussy or balls for men, you know what I'm saying, she would have called this man up. His phone number is listed on a couple of places around the internet. You can contact Vice Grip. It's not too hard. I mean, if you really wanted to voice your opinion, you would have sent him the email and asked for his motherfucking phone number. I have something to tell you. You don't leave no motherfucking big-ass email bombing somebody's shit. You know what I'm saying? Cussing this man out, being all stupid and racist. You know what I'm saying? And Miss Diamond, please. You was a cubic zirconia.
A cubic zirconia.
That's good luck, man. You know?
Hey, hold on real quick, man. 0-0-0.
I'm just trying to figure out, which diamond are we talking about?
No, she ain't even blog talk. This is not a blog talk relation at all. This is an outsider.
Okay.
Just sending a random email to Vice Grip, which the only thing I have to thank Ms. Diamond for is that you let us know that our work is not being in vain right now. Because if you took the time out your little small-ass day to send us a negative damn comment
but you still are addressing the song, tuck it. That's the way I look at it. You did listen to the bitch, and you will talk about it to your friends.
If you want to get together, man, we can send that bitch a virus. She never sent another email.
Man, nah. Well, I'm not putting nothing out there, DiamondHoward79@yahoo.com. But I mean, you know, hey.
She makes this box for other people, man. But at the same time, you know, I'm just, you know.
Man, she about to get a virtual drive-by on her ass.
There's ignorance in every bunch.
Yeah, you know that.
You know what I'm saying? Blow that shit off. And besides, that shit is taking us away from the topic.
That damn sure is.
It is. It's taking us away from the topic. And the topic is, how good is the pussy juice?
Yeah. So, I mean, I tell you, you might want to go ahead and stray away from this one. You know what I mean? Triple X before you called in. You know what I'm saying? We was on a little Triple X conversation before you called in. So we are going to revert back to that real quick. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to that punk bitch, but you was now a conversation piece, and that is what passed. So, triple zero, 123456 that just called in. What the hell call number is that?
I have no idea. So I was like, who's that?
This is me. First of all, if I want to talk about Obama, I'll talk about Obama. What's this?
Oh,
Steady J. Oh.
Yeah.
Steady J.
Nigga, you can't disguise your motherfucking voice, nigga. You always just sound like you to the second or third power. Nigga. It's always baby powder fresh. It's always baby powder fresh. That's why we all started choking and shit. It's baby powder all flying in the air and shit. That's Steady J. Damn, Steady. Johnson and Johnson all in my ass and shit. All in my ass. Damn. Okay, Steady, since you're the new school, Steady, you get the question, man. You get to answer the question, homie.
No, how about I go first? How about I go first?
Come on, Tasha, because I'm dying. Damn,
hello, Steady. Good morning.
Good morning, honey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Honey, me. You know what? You leave me all alone, you know.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Wait.
No. Let me speak. Okay. No, don't you be laughing.
Piss him out.
I think you're laughing, Mister. Okay.
Piss him out.
You know
piss
what?
Him out. Oh, something like that. Piss on him.
Take the piss, man. Take the
there
piss. Don't piss him out. What
the
fuck?
Take the piss.
You can't
take
the
piss. Well, do something with the piss. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Well, so Steady, good morning. You know, I mean, you left me all alone on my first show, and I was just like, what the fuck? What am I going to do? Oh, my God, I need my co-host. You are my co-host, but you know what? You are fired.
Don't worry, Steady.
No,
I'm playing.
I love you, Steady. I'm playing. I love you.
When I woke up,
you just went Donald Trump on your ass.
You know, 15 minutes ago, and I said, oh, shit.
No, but you know what, Steady? It's okay. I forgive you just this once. But you know what? You have to go back and listen to the archives.
Oh, no.
And
I
will know.
As we speak.
You what? So anyway, I had my girl Lena G help me through the show, and everybody else that called through. It was a pretty good show, so you missed it, but you can go back and listen to the archives. Anyway, good morning. Hope you slept well. I'm not hating anymore. It's all right.
I saw you guys.
I slept damn good. What? I don't know.
I saw you had just last night there. Nick, Mo Blue.
What you mean, no chat archives?
Yeah, you can all know. Well, you can see, like when you go to the archives, you can see the listeners are listening. You get drunk in an AM call.
Damn, I
know
it did all that. Damn, it's tracking a nigga like
even
that.
Even if you go.
Even if you go to my page, it'll be on there. But, Blue, you're funny. She's in the chat room. She's like, because Nett said, Ceddie J is my co-host, and he's fired. And so Blue's like, Nett, you said Steli is a co-whore?
That's my first time hearing it.
Yeah, my co-host. I had to, like, wait a minute. I came up there the other day when I was trying to address Miss Thompson. We that unexpectedly came out, though. And then we both laughed like motherfuckers. That did sound funny. I was like, yeah,
but it was funny at the time.
This is my co-host.
I'm scared. I'm already scared. He goes, Madison Mears said he was fired at my show.
He said what?
Madison Mears said he's buying up my show. He's going to make it Madison After Dark.
Oh, yeah, I heard damn Madison trying to do a motherfucking takeover and shit. Madison, if your ass can't get Triple X, your ass ain't coming on my shit. There ain't going to be no taking over the smell shit. I ain't worried about
that. Lock your doors, man. He'd run around like Mr. Uncle Moneybag trying to buy everything, trying to buy Park Place, Boardwalk. God
damn. You better buy your own blog talk, nigga. Hey, shout out to fine ass motherfucker, you.
What's the topic on my show?
What happened?
What's the topic today for my show? The topic.
I don't know. I set it up last night. It's something. I don't even know. I had to go on and look.
I can tell you,
I set all the shows up last night, so I don't know. It's something on now. It's there. I know that. 2:00 is gonna be on the pop.
I say bless the Lord.
Hold on. Let me see if I can tell you. Let me see if I can tell you, Martin. What the fuck is this?
We're not going to worry about that lady, man. We're not going to stoop down to our level. She's going to ask them in the barrel, man.
Damn,
Vice, you know what? I got to say, I've never seen you so mad until this chick came along. This chick can piss Vice off to the fullest.
Oh, okay. Vice Griff Show is only time for love and no time for hate.
Great. Yep.
That's the topic. You know what I'm saying? 646-595-4679. I'll drop it off in the chat room. Y'all want to check out the show live. That is in 38 minutes after this show. I am the co-host for the show.
We want to ask, want to find out from the people if racism and hate crime affect them lives in the communities. You know, we can talk about that as well. Because they don't know racism and hate crime divide us. You know what I'm saying? As a people. And then, you know, I want people from our race to acknowledge that we are one people from God. Because whenever we acknowledge that we are one people from God, certainly sure we're going to have a better world to live, a better United States to live, and a better world, trust me. Racism and hate crime and religion and politics divide us. Right now, we need a unity. We need to come together right now because we have more than economical crisis right now. We have a unity problem, which we need to come together as a people and live as one. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes my ladies pop your titties out right now. Let's all come together as one.
Certainly, sure. That's why we're not going to have so much stress, you know?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, it's all good. Let me tell y'all something, man. Let me go ahead and get into a theme song right here real quick. This is what we fucking talking about. This is Akira Love Lee. She is hailing out of ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And this is called the Pussy Song. So, y'all already know. Huh? Yeah, it's Wrecking the Game right here.
Women just do anything to you, talk to any kind of way you want to talk to somebody. It don't make no motherfucking sense. I'm at a bar minding my business, cool enough, just being cool, like I am, chilling, woman gonna come to me. This should ask you the goddamn things want to do. She said, Mac, I said, yeah, that's my name. So can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. She said, this pussy tastes like pumpkin pie. Made me mad as hell. I said, don't ask me no damn question like that. I ain't never had no pumpkin pie. Kick it!
And I'm feeling freaky, so won't you come freak me? Wanna do it all night, yeah, I like it with me. Want you to fuck me, while she eat me. I look it cocked till it drop to the bottom of my throat. Won't you pay? Cause I don't wanna show. My pussy say, yeah, do you think you can handle it? You can do it slow or fast, just make sure it lasts. And I hate when a nigga be coming all fast. Get that dick while it's hard, put my hair, stink my ass. My pussy real deep, so you know I need a freak. Cause you wanna stick your dick in your pussy very cheap.
Shit is acting up though. Fuck that.
Nah, don't pay for it if it's acting like this. I wouldn't. Definitely not.
BTL, y'all gotta listen. I know y'all listening to this shit. Y'all better step the fucking game up. You want my motherfucking $40? Shit, that's a half ounce of weed every month. I can't be giving up my weed money now. Shit, you know. Fuck going on. I stay free on this bitch. If that's the case, fuck it. Keep it moving. It sounds good, but if it sounds too good, goddammit, it's probably not true. That's what they tell you. ATR trying to make a come up, get a whole bunch of people to pay the $40 in advance and go premium and shit, and then say fuck it. Well, we had problems with the premium service. We're no longer offering it. What? Bitch, you done took my $40. You got me fucked up, man. Long, fat, or short. The size matter. Oh, that's for the ladies. One time, I be with you, homie. You got the line, homie. You got the line.
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, I guess he want to multitask. Why? I answer for you. For the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Which do you prefer when it comes to the penis, the pecker, the long slong, the ding dong, the dick, long and fat or fat and short? Or does size matter?
Oh, can I answer that?
Yeah.
Is there any other women up here on the phone? I would say.
With this
I would
last
say.
Oh, she killed.
I don't know. Is she here?
Be encouraged into her house. Be encouraged.
Okay. No. Okay.
Oh.
Well, I would. I personally would prefer the long and fat, not the fat and short. But see, even a man that has a long and fat penis sometimes is pointless in having one like that because they don't know how to use it. So my thing is, if you don't know how to use it, you need to learn how to eat pussy. If you don't eat pussy, then you ain't coming into my bedroom. That's all I'm saying. But size to me, I mean, it shouldn't matter as long as you know how to use it. Like I said, I mean, I've, you know, experienced a man with a large penis that just had no fucking clue. Absolutely no fucking clue. So, yeah, to me, I mean, size really shouldn't matter. Huh?
All right, well then, fellas, shit, what y'all like? Tight pussy? Or the pussy just as soon as you hit it, it's just wet and just like, oh, somebody help me.
Wow.
And you're being the pussy like, hello, hello. Hey, what the fuck you doing in here, nigga? Damn, I know I ain't seen you at the club in a while. Shit. You told me you was going out with I just thought y'all was going for coffee and donuts. Coffee and donuts.
yelling the pussy like, eh.
Wow.
Nah, damn, I hear somebody's cell phone going off. Go open up your motherfucking leg. What the fuck going on? What?
Hey,
get your ass out of there off the phone, boy. Get the fuck up out of there. What the hell you doing? Hiding out in the pussy. Hiding out in the pussy. But I mean, you know, me personally, I like tight pussy or wet pussy. You know what I'm saying? Not that, you know, fall in where it's like a bottomless pit and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to hit it and I just ain't hitting nothing but nothing. You know, you can just be hitting women and they ain't got no back walls or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, what the fuck happened? I mean, it used to be a bone there, didn't I? I used to hit bone sometime and shit. I mean...
So in other words, you like bumper car or pussy.
Bumper
where
car.
No matter what, you're always gonna hit something.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I hit that. If I hit, you know what I'm saying? Like Bernie Mac said, you got to stir it like coffee. You got to stir it like motherfucking coffee. You know what I'm saying? So when you go clink, you got to make it go clinker, clinker, clink. You know, so you got to hit that thing side to side. You know what I'm saying? Side to side. Stand up,
wow.
Jab it to the left a little bit, stand up, jab it to the right. You got Macarena in the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, Macarena, all right?
Do all kind of turdy shit, though. She electric spot in that
pussy. I Ricky Martin up in the pussy. I'd be like, shabang, shabang. Love in the building. Oh shit! I know you need to get on the phone, girl. But we is what? We is in your lane, girl. We is in your lane. Yeah. Oh shit! Hold on. We got 216 back in the building. Hold on, 216.
I know what that is. That's
216.
Now y'all knew I was gonna call in when y'all talking about the fat store dick. Y'all knew that. Y'all knew I had to say something, damn it.
Well, say something, baby.
Nah, don't nobody want no short dick. Medium? Okay. Short? Hell no. He got to stay too close up on your ass and you can't breathe because, you know, he can't do them long strokes. You know, he got to do them short humps like a damn rabbit. So, no.
Yeah.
A short dick is not cute. Sorry.
Well,
it
didn't matter how big it was as long as you got to work. You really can't breathe and shit.
Back up,
baby.
Let him have breathe. Yeah, they be wheezing and shit.
Yeah, because he gotta work too hard.
You about to hyperventilate in the pussy and shit. What's going on, man? Calm down, dog. got oxygen and shit, nigga. You ain't old. Fuck wrong with you? Got an oxygen tank by the bed and shit. Oh, well, you know, that's because I got to take them small strokes and shit. I be working up a sweat. Nigga, please. Not me. I'm standing at the front door hitting the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. And you in the bedroom. You goddamn right. You in the bedroom. Yeah. Bow, girl. Bow. Hold on. I had to answer the door. Hold on. Bow. Here you go. Still giving it to you. You know what I'm saying?
You got to get out of here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Somebody said get out of here. Is it a guest? Is it a guest?
Oh, no.
Oh.
It was my son.
11
out
years
the
old.
Window,
trying to be cool. Oh, yeah. He got to get way the fuck up out of here. Yeah. This is not the time for sex ed. Not this show.
Better go get your VIP card.
Hey, not this show. You know what I'm saying? I know, hey, school line, ain't it?
Yes, indeed. Yep. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
I mean.
You're trying to get some summer school right now. That's what this is, this summer
man.
School.
Hey, all y'all just watch your shows now. Don't be talking about letting no guests into your shows. You know, summertime, when it kicks in, I don't know how the fuck kids found this goddamn Blog Talk Radio, but they find this shit, and they call them numbers.
Damn fool.
And so you don't have to, when you call into my shit, I don't give a damn if you got your hand up or not. I'm bringing your ass in on the line, and if you ain't saying shit, I'm hanging the fuck up on you. I don't play that silent treatment shit. Fuck that. Hell no. I don't know who the fuck listening in. Then I get a parent, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, a parent hit sending me an email and shit, you know what I'm saying? My son, the daughter heard something on your show. The fuck you mean? My show is 25 and up.
I don't know if I'm supposed to mention this, but Smelly, I'm looking at a picture right now of this woman that is fucking drop dead gorgeous. And excuse the way I put this, with an ass that make the Taj Mahal look like a fucking clay model.
What's the link? What's the link?
What?
Nah, it's a picture.
Oh, it ain't all right?
No. And all y'all that have not seen Leonard G, y'all know what you're missing, boy. I'm going to sleep with this. I'm about to print off about 10 copies of this, put it up on my wall. And my wife going to have to fight about this shit.
Okay,
this woman is gorgeous. Hey, I thought Tasha was gorgeous. This woman is gorgeous.
How did you get a picture?
Say what?
How did you get a picture? It's all her.
How did I get a picture?
Yeah.
The same way I got to be, I be wise.
Oh, hey. You know?
Now,
hey, shout out to that.
Learn
yeah.
that one.
No argument.
And they got to ask
no argument, brother. No argument, brother. The
Leonard G.
Right there.
Justin, when I tell you, baby girl, you are one fine woman, and if I can hop on a plane and come to Australia right now, I'm coming. Lock, stock, and barrel. Luggage, and leaving the kids.
Damn.
Let me call Nanette real quick.
Oh,
you
called
Nanette?
Let
me
call.
She had a real name and said, hold on. What is this work number yet? You don't want me. No, no.
Okay, she called my job one day. I was like hella busy. And she was like, she was drunk and whatnot. She called my job. I was drunk. I was like, hello? Yeah. Y'all know who this is?
No.
This Nettie.
I'm
like, what the hell?
Hell no.
Well, Nettie wanted to hook up on them Build-A-Bears.
She get the hook up, man, but she called me at the wrong time. I was like, get ready to start cussing folks out. I was like, y'all better get this shit done. We're trying to get out of here.
Hell no. Shout out to the pussy song and everything. Who is this, Vic Styles? Shout out to Big Style. And I don't know what the fuck, man, Blog Talk. Y'all got to tighten up. Because if Miss Sweet D Love can't hear what the fuck we talking about up in here, man, something is not complete.
You know what? I might just go play 00. You know what? Smell so good for now on. I am playing 00 9 1/2 no matter where I'm at. Because it is too many summer folks. And I've never seen this guy. Therefore, I'm going to go check him out.
Who is that? Who that?
Whoever Vic Styles is, I gotta make sure it's legit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Put
the
ID in the wrong too.
Yeah, it could be That could be a kid and shit, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I don't like about the new chat room.
They say.
Yeah, man. I'm like, what the
fuck? Okay, you know, he's good. He's good, y'all. He's good.
He's a DJ. Shout out to DJ Vic Files, radio show, you know what I'm saying? Okay, that's what do. For 45 minutes, nigga, please. I can't even get one nigga for 45 minutes. Shit. 45 minutes. That Vic, you better set the game up, homie. An hour or two only. That's what we do around here. Man, please. My first show, I did 30 minutes, and that shit went by so quick. The next day I did an hour, that shit went by even quicker. I was like, damn, how an hour go by quicker than 30 minutes? Well, I mean, when you really, you know, people start calling in, you start tripping, and, you know, time fly, man. Time fly when you're having too much fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's 2 hours. But don't worry, I think that's the only reason why I want to go premium, to get them 3 hours. I'm going to blow them goddamn servers up. Y'all got me fucked up. I'm already planning a 12-hour marathon, back to fucking back. 12 hours, taking up the whole goddamn day of Blog Talk. You goddamn right. And I got the whole sport. Shit, we going to shut it down. We going to shut it down. They were like, damn, what the fuck is going on? The servers is just blowing up. Yes, because we is on this bitch hot and heavy, 12 hours strong, trying to get 1,200 motherfuckers to damn call in. That's what time it is. So get ready for it. I go premium, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm pushing it to the max. Plus, and I'm keeping the hour damn VIP, so really it's going to be a 4-hour show. You know what I'm saying? Every time, every day.
And that beat you out
4-day-4
last night. That wasn't even cool.
Oh, yeah. You seen that bullshit? I said, what the hell, man? Listen, the VIP hour, y'all, is when the phones, after the chat, you're supposed to be able to chat after the phone, you know what I'm saying, that the show actually stops streaming, and we should be able to stay on the line, all the people that's on the phone line. These fuck, some of my bitches let us stay on for like 10 minutes, and that shit cut everybody off. Not everybody. The only person that was still alive was me and Goofy, and that's because I called goddamn Goofy on the three-way.
And me, thank you very much.
It chopped everybody off. You were still in the chat room, but it chopped the phones off. Then it cut the chat. Yeah, it cut the chat too. That's what it did. It cut the chat. Yeah, it cut the chat off.
If you open back up F-Bomb Radio, we got into it.
What happened?
They were hating on F-Bomb Radio. They said, "Oh no, not this character."
Oh, yeah, you already know. F-bomb. When I use the F-bomb, boy, they already know what time it is. Yeah, it gets extra explicit. You know what I mean? F-bomb. Yes, I do drops F-bombs, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Vice Grip, man, you know what I'm saying? My dog Vice Grip. Coming through with Aunt Shirley, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Aunt Shirley. Coming through, representing for the Shizzo, you already know, you know? We've been talking about, this is Topless Tuesday, so y'all already know, you know what I'm saying? Ladies, if y'all ain't sitting there at y'all computer with y'all motherfucking tops off and your titties hanging out, something is wrong. I need you to take them out right now and put them on the glass. Put them on the glass.
Damn, imagine if they sit there with their damn titties out on the glass. Now that is funny.
Why not? Shit. I'm sitting here in my goddamn skibbies. I'm fresh out of bed. Shit, I'll go straight out of bed, goddamn it, and fuck it. How you see me in the on my Skype pictures, that's how the fuck I'm sitting here. If you ain't got Skype, then fuck it. You don't need to see the pictures. But there you go. Natasha, she can vouch for the Skype picture, though. You know what I'm saying? She can
I've seen it. Oh, my goodness.
Going down. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody wants to sign up the Skype and shit. Like, oh, shit, I want to see. Fuck with that. Shy done Mega Mixing ass popped up in here. Shy DJ Shaheem. Goddamn BTR's Mega Mixing shit. That nigga damn boy.
Oh, he was just in here for a quick second ago.
Oh, he's still in here. You a beast, nigga. That nigga get on the motherfucking ones and twos live, boy, and be wiki wiki, sweet squirt. Hey, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? There you go. I knew.
Wow.
Easy motherfucking rider. Shouts out to Easy Rider, Be Encouraged Radio, you know what I'm saying, for popping off up and hurt. You know, that's how I do it, Mike. I am a co-host. Shit. On my own fucking show, you know what I'm saying? That's what happens when your ass is late, goddammit. Shit. So my super duper fucking host, you know what I'm saying, Miss Natasha Triple X, you know what I'm saying, hailing out of ding, 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 Australia.
Yeah.
That's what happens down under. Got to go hit in the outback. Oh, my bad.
That's right.
Come to Shaggy Rotten, baby. Come to Shaggy Rotten.
We love you, Doug.
Get a Randy, baby.
You
want to
get Randy, baby?
Get
you want to get Randy with me?
Yeah, we're going to do it in the loo.
Wow.
How about the Barbie?
I'm going to throw that shrimp on the Barbie, and I'm going to eat it up. Well, that's some funny talk, man. Fuck that. Southern people, we some funny talking motherfuckers, but Australians? Shit, I'll be cracking up on y'all ass all fucking day, man. Bitches probably want to get in fight with me and shit. What the fuck are you laughing about, bloat? The fuck is a bloat? The hell a bloat is, man? You can't even cuss me, homie, without me laughing. Shit.
Wow.
Hey, I'm going to be trying to fight hard and shit. I'll be over there laughing my ass off and shit. Like, them fighting words?
You fucking bloke.
I'm about to kick your bloody ass. My what? My ass ain't bloody, man. Let this,
hey.
You got me confused.
Stop
with this
taking the piss.
There's the other one, taking the piss out you. Oh, man, that's it.
Taking the piss.
If somebody took the piss out y'all, what would you think? Translate this to your own English.
Honestly, if it's a woman, I think she's sucking a dick at the wrong time.
Damn. Damn. And bitch, I'm not a squirter. That's it, bitch. That's it. Get your ass out of the way. I didn't want a bathroom mouth.
Y'all got me saying things I ain't got saying then.
No, that you ain't said in a while. Since yesterday.
Since this morning. Early this morning.
Damn. Well,
but my computer just crashed, so.
What?
Yeah, that's, I can't get this picture off my screen.
Damn. Well, send it to my screen, but I have the same problem.
Damn, fuck, damn, well.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, man, Leonard G is just fucking gorgeous. Oh, send chills up and down nigga's spine.
All right, man, let me.
Wow,
damn,
she
y'all.
Is, she's beautiful.
She is.
Yeah.
That's why she's my girl. We got to stick together.
Hey, well
Oh, y'all come as a package deal?
Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Yes.
Y'all come as a package deal?
Hey, you know I'm bisexual, right? Because I go in between both of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
So, would you fit your bisexual ass right on over there where you at?
Wow.
I would go between both of y'all swinging. Ladies. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
Gun swinging low.
I talk to you, male. I'm talking to the two ladies. Goddamn it, shit! I'm bisexual when it comes to women. Yes, I will fuck two women at the same time. Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
That ain't bisexual. That's freaky.
Well, hey, I call it bi because bi means two in between. Goddamn it, bi. I'm going in between they asses. Well, I don't know about the answer, but if you like it that way, hey, call me Mr. Backdoor Bandit.
Oh, so you talking about making a smelly sandwich?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Shit. A reverse Oreo, goddammit. Shit. And I'm the only cookie. I'm the only cookie piece. Shit. You know, two pieces of cream on both sides of me. Hey, and I don't do nothing but turn around. Keep turning around. Keep turning around. That's what I'm talking about. All the cream is gone. All the cream is gone. I don't know how to make the page up. I have to check it out. Yeah, your page is pretty bland there, Lena G. Your shit ain't got like nothing.
She got it like that.
She only joined tonight. and she only had a few minutes. To, you know, come on my show as well. So it's like, that's why she hasn't had time to set it up. But I'm going to see her next couple days when she's feeling a little bit better.
But that's why they invented that thing called multitasking.
Yeah, but she's at it. Like, I need to, I'll show her what to do and stuff like that. So it's all good.
Girl.
She'll have a picture up soon, everybody. So
that's
fine.
I ain't got to wait. I got mine. Got mine. I'm good to go.
Wow.
I'm good to go.
Wow.
I just got a
man. Shots out, man. Vic Styles, welcome to the show, man. This is how we do it each and every day right here, Blog Talk Radio style, Wrecking the Game Radio style. You know what I'm saying? Uncut, uncensored, each and every day, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. And we follow the show up 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., you know what I'm saying, with the Vice Grip Unity Show. And since motherfucking Goofy Bone has been fired or quit and is no longer employed, I'm pretty sure he will be doing daily shows again.
You wasn't paying enough money.
I'm pretty sure. Every time I called the motherfucker, he was like, he just, I already heard in his voice, it wasn't going to last, you know what I'm saying? It was not going to last.
Hey, Tasha.
Yeah.
How you knew I unmuted you? How you knew you just wanted to get
hello. I'm only new. I helped out Tash tonight to get on with her show and stuff, so I did everything last minute, so you guys just have to give me a bit of time to, like, figure out this whole page thing, okay?
Okay, well, check this out. Are you from Australia?
Yes, I am.
You born and raised?
Actually, well, yeah, I'm born and raised here, but I lived in Europe when I was a little girl. But, yes, I am born and raised.
So you're from Europe?
More or less, yeah. I'm the same place as
Macedonian
Natasha.
Macedonian too?
Yeah, we're both Macedonian.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. motherfucking Makedonski, do you?
Makedonski, kako si ti tebe deneska?
In all that.
Nije trebame da zborbame. Nije trebame da zborbame sami.
Da, da zborbame pred nite. Oti ti je tako mnogo
da
zborbame tako.
Da.
Vistina?
Koji slika pušte?
Da.
To što gledate, što ti kažem, ponovo je.
Da.
Ama ne znam što je. Tako da go vidam.
That's the universal. If y'all don't know the shit, just keep saying yes. Just da.
Da.
Da. Da, da, da. Sorry, commercial and shit.
Sorry.
Da, da, da.
That he's like, altogether that he's like, it sounds freaky. What we're saying. Yeah. It kind of does. It kinda was steady.
It kind of sounds confusing. That's what it kind of sounds like.
Okay, I'm going to I'm kind of confused.
But check this out. If y'all don't want to be left in the dark, you know what I'm saying? And y'all want to get some free language learning, it's all in you if you want to learn another language. Because I'm learning another language. I'm taking 6 languages right now. So
Play it, Smelly. Play the days of the week for everybody.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hold on, y'all. I'm going to give y'all motherfucking little education. You can go to www.byki.com. That stands for Before You Know It. You know what I'm saying? It's something like the Rosetta Stone, if y'all been seeing them old bullshit-ass, high-priced-ass fucking commercials for that bullshit.
Oh, yes, I have. Ooh.
No. This is free, and this is the same shit as the Rosetta Stone. They do every fucking thing like the Rosetta Stone. Talk to you. You can reply. You type in the words. All kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? The fuck happened? Fucking Firefox, man. God damn, that shit be blowing me. No, I'm not motherfucking submit no goddamn crash report. Fool of shit. Alright, hold on. Well, pull my shit up. Oh, yeah. Alright, that's Do You Speak English? I don't want that one. Hold on, y'all. Give y'all some days of the week right here live. All right, let's do that. The what? Dogledenye. Dogledenye. Yeah, this is what I do all fucking day, y'all. Say talking to myself and shit like, yeah.
Do the days of the week. Do the days of the week. They're
this
funny.
Shit looks so crazy. I can never write your language, though. I don't think that would take me, like, forever to actually write
it's
it.
Easy.
No, man, I'm saying these symbols, everything looks backwards and shit. Like, the N is backwards.
It's actually an I. The backwards N is actually an I.
Thank you for actually fucking me up even more now. That really helped. That really helped. That just cleared everything.
The N is actually a H. So when you see a letter H, it's actually pronounced as an N.
A what? Did you just say a H? Did you just say H and not H? Damn.
It's H.
I mean, shit. I'm country, and I see a lot of words that ain't supposed to be said like that.
You
but
know why? You know
I
why? Because
H's,
out here,
you know what I'm saying?
Out here, we say herbs, not herbs like you guys. It's
exactly.
Herbs.
Exactly.
H
is
silent.
Herbs.
We pronounce
it's
the H.
Silent.
Thank you. This shit is solid. This shit ain't supposed to
be.
Can
I get some herbs? Can we get some herbs?
Man,
yeah, it's funny when they do that.
Don't come down here and say that,
because
they would thank you the police.
Herbs.
Oh, no, baby. You want to go to the Walmart, to the neighborhood grocery store. That's where you want to be getting some herbs. We said herb out here on the block. Mary Jane, marijuana, weed, ganja, that thing, that good, all them other kind of words, but herbs. No. I don't think I ever, when I learned the motherfucking word herb, I never called that bitch herb.
Oh, hold on. What about the certain fruits y'all say, hold on, let me see. What is
you
it?
Said who? Shit and
fruit. There's certain fruits. Fruit, like in the fruit and veg store. Fruits. Oh,
fruit.
My God. There's one
fruit.
One
fruit.
Fruit.
We call it fruit.
A fruit is a fruit.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What
fruit
I'm trying to say is there's a particular word that we say out here that y'all don't have that's quite funny. Let me think on that. Hold on. That's all right.
It's fruit.
Right,
oh, it's
a you're about fruit.
Yeah, we say fruit now.
We
say that.
All right, here we go. Everybody repeat after me. Repeat after me. Y'all ready? All right, here we go. Ponedelnik. Everybody, Ponedelnik.
Ponedelnik.
What are we saying?
Monday. You said the day of the week. We're going to start from Monday. This is Macedonian. I'm teaching y'all Macedonian. This is the days of the week. If you ever hear any of these words, they only ask you what day of the week it is, all right? Everybody ready? All right.
You ain't got enough time for that.
Yeah.
You got to a minute.
We finna run through this bitch in like half a minute. Only Dell Nick, if y'all don't pick it up, goddamn it, go to BYKI.com and fuck it, keep getting your learn on. You know? Stordenick. It's Tuesday. I don't hear y'all motherfuckers repeating it.
That's because I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Here it go.
Just saying some shit. Sound good. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Streda. Streda.
Streda.
Who?
Streda.
Streda.
Like
Streda.
Streda. Streda.
No, it's like a S. Streda.
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 That's Wednesday, goddammit.
Is that Streda or Spreda? Spreda your legs, baby.
Spreda if you want it.
Alright, then we go on to Thursday. Chet for talk. Well, I don't know. Chet for talk. Chet for talk. Hold up. Let me do this for my southern people. Yeah, you hear that bitch slow it down. I can slow this shit down. You know what I mean? All my southern people. Chitz for talk. And my favorite motherfucking P-Talk. God damn it, P-Talk is Friday. I already know. P-Talk. Sabota. Y'all should get that if y'all speak Spanish. It's damn near the same shit. Sabor.
Spanish is about the same.
Sabador. Yeah, it's Sabado in Spanish.
We got 10 seconds left.
What that got to do with it? Shit, everybody.
Benny, best Spanish sentence in the world. Guess what it is?
The what?
The best Spanish sentence in the world. Do you want to hear it?
Best Spanish sentence.
Do you want to hear it?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, baby.
All right. Te quiero decir por toda la noche. You all missed it.
Say it again.
Te quiero decir por toda la noche.
You said something about the night.
About the night. Yeah.
If you
I love the night. I love the night.
These are all talking, so you can't hear me. Te quiero decir la amor toda la noche.
I want something. I want to make love to you tonight. Hey, we speak Spanish now. Niggas speak some motherfucking
Spanish.
All these goddamn Hispanics around me, shit. If you don't speak a little bit of something, your ass going to be a lot more in the dark. So you need to at least know something. The ghetto, you know what I'm saying?
What
about Japanese?
Yeah, I'm signing to a
new show.
Anata no
namae wa nan desu ka? Do you know how to speak Japanese?
Oh, you say Jap?
Yeah.
I can learn it, goddammit.
Anata no
namae
wa nan desu
ka? All right. Guys, the show's over. I'm out.
What about English? God damn,
Lena.
Where's your
Do you have a MySpace, Lena?
I'm not sure. I think I do. I think I made one ages ago.
I'll hook it all up for her. I'll pass it on for
I'm
all
on
of
tagged.
You.
Are you untagged? I'm untagged.
What's your tag?
I don't have a lot of time.
I
don't have a lot of time because I work in the airlines, so I work shift work. So I'm, you know, like I can't do too many things on the computer. You know.
What's your tag?
Lena G.
That's the link, Lena G.
Lena G down under Sweetie.
You got that right.
You said Lena G what? Hold on, say it again. Lena G what?
Down under Sweetie.
I'm going to go down under, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm about to throw your shrimp on the barbie, girl. I'm about to throw your shrimp on the barbie, shit. Alright, I got to hang up my motherfucking self. Y'all wanna hang out some more? Bring your ass over to the Vice Grip Unity Show. 646-595-4679 is the motherfucking call in number. And the chat room is up and open. And just until I go in, I gotta upload some more music to his shit too. He ain't got like no music on.
Is that your show?
No, I co-host another show. This is a Unity show, Vice Grip Unity show. The Jamaican brother that was on here earlier.
Yeah, I couldn't understand what he said, though.
Yeah, that's his show. Well, when it comes to Jamaican
people, can we be
people,
ourselves on Vice's show?
Hey,
yeah,
Smelly, maybe you can come along and...
I'm on, you can be your motherfucking self. If I can't be me, I'm not going to be there. I don't go on people's shows like Mike Henderson and all them other kind of shows too tough because I can't say what the fuck I want to say. And I'm an adult, so Blog Talk to me means adult radio. So all that motherfucking censored shit, hell fucking no. You leave that for the FM and AM stations. You bring your ass online, your ass is uncut, uncensored, fucking with me. But now, when we go to Vice Show, at the same time, he going to call in that motherfucker, and the same shit that he was just talking about, he going to want to talk about again.
No, see, I don't even want to get into that.
You know, and I ain't a drama person. I really ain't a drama person because I get a little too worked up and I really want to fuck something up after that. So I ain't the type of person that like to get heated.